Good evening and welcome to Hope for the Nations. My name is Anusha Mudli and today our focus of prayer will be India. Do you know that India has approximately 1.38 billion people, of which 95% have not yet heard the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? They are 80% Hinduism and just 2% Christians. Recently, India has been making headlines around the world due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Thousands of people are dying and the situation seems hopeless out there for many. I spoke to Adrian, who is from South Africa, serving in India with his wife, and he gave me an insight into what we can do at this time. Adrian, thank you so much for your time this evening to share on the air regarding the situation
there. Well, at the moment, India is on an extreme lockdown, especially in the vicinity where we are. We are based in the south of India, in the state called Tamil Nadu, where we have only essential shops like the milk shop, pharmacies, as well as little grocery stores and vegetable stores that are open till 12 during the day. And then it's closed thereafter. No one is allowed to move around. You have to have some reason to move around. Companies are now having like 50% only at their workplace. And no one is allowed to use public transport or even buses. So this lockdown has been imposed so that it will curb the spread of the virus, which is spreading very, very violently here. What is overwhelming is that many, many young people are dying. Old people are dying, and it is just happening not in the tens and hundreds, but literally in the thousands all around us. And the hospital facilities here cannot contain the overwhelming number of people that are coming in. They are not prepared to handle this huge flood of people that require medical attention. So many people are at home, self-quarantined. And unfortunately, India is a place where we do not have parents will have a room or children would have a room. Many people live in one-roomed places. So the virus has a much better chance of spreading within the family. So essentially, quarantine also becomes a problem. Personally speaking, in the area where we are in, every other person has the fever. We haven't left the house in the last 3 days, but we have to go and get some provisions and supplies for the house, so we'd have to be really careful. One thing that you, as a believer, need to pray that Jesus would draw people to him, even in their last breaths, in their last moments, that they will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, for we have that promise that those who call upon him will be saved. Please pray that people will find the Lord Jesus Christ in their last moments of their life. The good news is that despite all that is happening, many people are asking for Bibles. Many people want Bibles. And in the last 3 weeks, we were able to distribute over 320 outward Bibles to people because people are seeking, they are looking. Even as they seek, may they also possess the Lord Jesus Christ.
And Adrian, I just want to know, how is the ministry going with you and Joy at the moment there?
Well, you know, we cannot go to the villages. We are restricted in terms of traveling. That's where we work. That is where our work is based. But we praise the Lord that despite all that is going on, he is still building his church. The Church of Jesus Christ will never remain stagnant. The Church of Jesus Christ will always move ahead. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. By the grace of the Lord, we are now doing things online, which is very strange for me. You miss that human element touch. But we have had a online VBS for the very first time. And we had over 50 children who came online to the online VBS. Today was our last day, and we just finished that. And we thank the Lord that we could still use whatever platforms there are to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ and to proclaim his gospel. So we thank the Lord that there is still work to be done. We still can do things. We still can prepare. Even though things may seem bleak and dismal, we can have hope and comfort in the fact that our God is sovereign. He is a sovereign God. And that has helped me to have a lot of peace during this time, in the sense that when we rely upon him and trust him because he is sovereign, we have a peace that passes all understanding, that nothing happens without His knowledge. Everything happens because He knows what is happening. He is in control of it, and He is on the throne. So I'm not trying to have an escapist mind by saying, oh no, because God knows what He's doing, just leave it to God. No, but to understand that God is sovereign means to understand that He has every good intention for us, but in His own way. We may not understand it now. We may not see the big picture now. But yes, everything works together for the good to them who are called by His name and to His purpose.
We're going to take a short music break now with invitation music. And the song is called I Worship You, Almighty God. Stay tuned to Good News Community Radio, 93.6 FM, for the rest of the interview with Adrian, speaking on India. Welcome back. This is Anusha Mudli on Hope for the Nations. We are speaking to Adrian, who is sharing on India and how we can pray for India at this time.
If you'd like to know more about what we are doing and to learn about what's happening here in India, you're most welcome to contact us. We have a website that you go onto, and our details are on the website. The website is www.joycompany.co.za www.joycompany.co.za. All the details are there if you want to get into touch with us.
And what would you encourage our South African brothers and sisters to do at this time to support you?
At this time, I would really ask you to pray for the nation of India. Pray that God would help those who are in powers of authority and positions of authority, that they would be able to handle this pandemic in a much more better way than it is handled at present. Pray that God would give the church wisdom and ideas on how they can be the hands and feet here in India, especially in a time like this where people are looking for help. The church can play an important role in reaching out to many people who need the Lord Jesus Christ. So I would ask you to pray for the strengthening of the church, pray for those in powers and position of authority that they would have wisdom to handle this pandemic, and pray that people will not have fear. There's a lot of fear going around. Everybody is just scared. But pray that they would rise above that fear. But then again, having that position of not being afraid only comes by having the mind of Christ. And when we have the mind of Christ, we have a secure mind. So pray that during this time, that what has been intended for evil, what has been intended for harm, that God would use it to as a great time of evangelism, as a great time where people can now turn their focus to the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. So please remember that website, www.joycompany.co.za. Yeah, I look forward to hearing from you again, Joy and Adrian, and may God continue to bless you and protect you and your ministry. And thank you for the work that you are doing there in India at this time.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us, Anusha. Thank you so much. God bless.